in the limelight.
Canada installed an Indigenous woman as Governor General on Monday, 26th of July, the first such person to hold the post in an elaborate ceremony that spotlighted the country's efforts to reconcile with its colonial past. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau named Mary Simon, a former journalist, ambassador, and Inuit community advocate, to serve as a representative in Canada of its head of state, Queen Elizabeth, earlier this month. The article you're about to hear has been written by journalist Steve Shearer. It has been taken from the Reuters news agency. The piece is titled, Canada Installs First Indigenous Governor General, Highlights Reconciliation. Canada installed an Indigenous woman as Governor General on Monday, 26th of July, the first such person to hold the post in an elaborate ceremony that spotlighted the country's efforts to reconcile with its colonial past. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau named Mary Simon, a former journalist, ambassador, and Inuit community advocate, to serve as a representative in Canada of its head of state, Queen Elizabeth, earlier this month. Mary Simon is the first Indigenous person to take on the role, created more than 400 years ago to represent the colonial power on North American soil. The change comes as Canada grapples with the legacy of its treatment of its Indigenous population. We need people like Ms. Simon because we need people to build bridges and bring us together, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said at the ceremony. Since May, hundreds of unmarked graves of children have been discovered at former residential schools run for Indigenous children forcibly separated from their families in what a Truth and Reconciliation Commission has called cultural genocide. I have heard from Canadians who describe a renewed sense of possibility for our country and hope that I can bring people together, Simon, a 73-year-old, said, after being installed as Governor General. The ceremony, broadcast by the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, also in Simon's native Inuktitut language, was scaled back and face masks were worn due to COVID-19. A drummer accompanied her entry into the Senate, where she took an oath. The Governor General performs functions such as swearing in governments and formally signing legislation, but is also the Commander-in-Chief of the Canadian military and can summon or dissolve the Parliament. Over a span of nearly 2 months, more than 1,300 unmarked graves have been discovered at the sites of four former residential schools across Canada, a fraction of the more than 130 residential schools once funded by the federal government. At least 150,000 Indigenous children were sent to residential schools, a system of forced assimilation that sought to strip the youth of their identity. Because the schools were notoriously brutal, the existence of unmarked graves at the site of the schools has long been known within Indigenous communities in Canada. As the number of sites discovered grows, so too have questions over how to proceed amid concerns over protocol, logistics, and proper ceremony. Children from different communities often attend the same school. Some First Nations might want to exhume all the graves at a particular residential school, while others might only want to mark and commemorate the site. In 2015, Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission estimated that as many as 4,100 children had died attending the schools, but many now believe that figure must be revised upwards in light of recent discoveries. Disease was rampant in many of the schools and children forced to attend died at a far higher rate than the general population. But the age of the remains presents challenges in identifying the cause of death. During testimony to Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, many survivors of the residential schools said that children were sometimes beaten to death at the schools.